Hi, I'm Astrid Schwein, the cellist of the Juilliard String Quartet, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Bela, and happy Monday, Kids Commuters. That was our new friend, banjo superstar Bela Fleck, playing our Kids Commute theme because it is banjo week on Kids Commute. Bela Fleck is widely considered to be the best banjo player in the world. I think that's fair to say. He's won 15 Grammy Awards with 30 nominations, basically the most nominated instrumentalist in Grammy history. And Bela can make the play that banjo in any style he wants. And if he runs out of styles, he can make up new ones. Welcome, Bela.
Hi, it's finally banjo week.
Finally!
We've been waiting and waiting.
All this time. Ugh. And finally you're here and we can do it.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Now, you are world-renowned for the banjo, but is it true that that was not your first instrument?
I started on guitar.
Guitar?
But I secretly wanted to play the banjo. I had a short experience attempting to play the French horn. It didn't work out well for me or the horn, so moved on from that. But no, I'm more of a fingers guy, a picker. But I grew up in New York City, which is a weird place to fall in love with the banjo, but I heard it on TV, and it blew me away. And I always wanted one, but I never told anybody. One day, my grandfather just on fluke got a banjo from a garage sale up in Round Peekskill, New York. And he said, you like guitar. I thought maybe you would like this banjo. And I was like, oh, there it is. But the banjo is such a wild instrument. It's so fast and almost mathematically perfect the way you hear people play it. I never thought a real person could ever play it. So although I loved it, and I didn't really tell that many people, I never thought I could actually play one. And then it just arrived in my lap.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What was the hardest thing to figure out about the banjo? It looks tricky.
Well, the weirdest thing about the banjo is that the highest string is next to the lowest string.
Oh.
Which makes no sense at all.
Right.
Right. So that's where all of the terrible frustration about playing the banjo comes from, but it's also where all the magic is.
Now, as we said, you can do anything you like with the banjo, but one thing you've been doing of late anyway is you've recorded some classical music for the banjo.
That's right. Now, my stepfather, Joe Palladino, was a classical cellist. And so I heard a good bit of classical music around the house, even as I was trying to learn the guitar and then later trying to learn the banjo. They would always be getting together and playing string quartets and stuff like that. And honestly, it didn't really turn me on that much back then. But I would try to read along and I would fall asleep. You know, I'd look at the music even though I couldn't really read. But then after I got out and was playing music for a while professionally, I ran into this guy named Edgar Meyer, who was about my age and was just a maniac on the bass, classical bass, jazz, bluegrass, you name it. And Edgar kind of woke an interest in me. And he said, hey, you should try some Bach, you know. And I said, well, I can't really read. And he said, I'll teach it to you one note at a time. And so he would set me down, and I'd write it out in my little banjo tablature number series. And he would help me memorize these pieces. And we did a bunch of stuff together that way. And I learned a lot. And I got a respect for the level of classical musicianship, which was, you know, honestly quite a bit higher than what I was hearing in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it was great to hear it, and I loved it.
Now, we're going to hear today a piece by Paganini, who is renowned for being a crazy violin player.
Yeah, fast as can be, complicated show-off.
Yes.
Serious show-off, yeah.
So tell us about this piece that we're going to hear today.
This is like a really hard piece. Like occasionally you'll hear about somebody like Wynton Marsalis taking it on or something, and it's usually sort of a show-off thing. It's like, hey, look, I can play, you know. And so some part of me wanted to try to do that with this piece. I performed this piece for quite a while with Edgar Meyer on tour. He would back me up on piano for it, and it would be like a show-off thing. But one day I forgot in the middle. I stopped in the middle and I couldn't restart. And from then on, I got a case of nerves every time I started trying to play the piece. And he said, well, you know, honestly, you know, people play that piece in their early years, but as they get older, a lot of times they've had enough and they move on to other kinds of music. So it was thrilling to get to play it and learn it, but it was also really nice to stop trying to play it.
Here is Moto Perpetuo, or Perpetual Motion, composed by Niccolo Paganini, performed on the banjo by Bela Fleck, accompanied by Edgar Meyer playing piano. ¶¶
Wow. That was the Moto Perpetuo, Perpetual Motion, by the lightning-fast violinist and composer Niccolo Paganini, performed by Edgar Meyer at the piano and on the banjo by our fabulous friend, Mr. Bela Fleck, who I want to reiterate, he is a wonderful, kind gentleman. Now, kids commuters, it's time now to start our brand new banjo-related Quizlet for the week. All week long, we're going to ask you this question, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize pack, give you a shout-out on the air, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize, 50 packets of applesauce from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. Now, here is the question. In what continent was the banjo invented? Do you know the answer? If you do, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. If you don't know it yet, don't you worry. We've got some hints coming your way throughout the week. Well, that was our first day of Banjo Week. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.